says, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I went to buy a goyin rabbi, Samar Garbus, and there's a geshmak amais over there. But anyway, so I asked him, "Is there's a what's the message to give over to Young Light?" He said, "The message for our especially in our door as a person is everyone knows what they have to do." Learn Torah, Tefillah, but yeah, everyone has to know that the most important thing is they have to be besimcha in their in shtub. Devzayim besimcha in shtub. A person can't carry over their lachatz and all their things. When they get to their house, they have to be 100% mamish besimcha. And he said, this is the most important avodah. A person should come home, and he says, especially comes now, specifically Ben Azmanim, so a person has more time at home, so there's more opportunities to get off falachatz than, you know, getting busy with this, and packing up that, and cleaning up this, and, you know, there's more opportunities to get a little bit, the more nesiyonis in this. And a person is constantly besimcha, this is gavaldika avoida, an opportunity to work on this thing, being besimcha. A person, first of all, pashtas, the pashtas is a person, matzav is not of a besimcha de gematzav, a person can't be give a hashpa over, there's no kibble for anything. And, you know, so therefore it's pashat that a person has to create a ruach of simcha. That's pashat. And Lemaisa, so I just want to go into a little bit the Indian of Simcha. We spoke about it many different times, and then see how it carries through. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Simcha Zumahi Oisa, there's a steer, Simcha a good thing, a Simcha not a good thing. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed. So the Gemara says Simcha Shal Mitzvah is a good thing. Simcha Shal not Mitzvah. So the Maral explains what's Simcha Shal Mitzvah Pirish. Kasher Adam b'Simcha Az Nafshei B'Shleimus. Simcha is when a person's B'Shleimus, then they can experience Simcha. In other words, a Simcha is the lack of Simcha is when a person feels that they're lacking something, they need something else. It's something that they need to get and they still don't have it. And Simcha is realizing I'm b'shleimus. Person's b'shleimus. That's why it's very makusha. We'll be talking. We'll talk about that a different time. But the idea is that the person's b'shleimus. The shleimus of a person. This is the Simcha, and this is why, when it says, the Torah comes tachas shalav aratas shalom kachav b'simcha v'tuv leivav, means a person was doing avodah Hashem, but they weren't b'simcha. So what's the greatest problem with that? The problem with that means the person was gevaldik avodah Hashem, and they accomplished gishmak, and they did what they were supposed to, and they're still not b'simcha. Why not? Vayistoyis, you're looking for something else. Vayistoyis, it's not the mitzvahs and the doing ratzon Hashem, which is what makes you feel b'shleimus. If a person understands their mission in life, and they're doing the Ratzon Hashem, and they were Mekayim Mitzvah, and they did exactly what they were supposed to at the time, and they're still not Besimcha, so that means that they're not sure, they don't feel fulfilled. Well, so what's driving you more than that, that with that you'll be fulfilled? Apparently, there's something else besides mitzvahs, and besides Kiyum Ratzon Hashem that's going to make you fulfilled. So that's the Taina. A person could do Avodas Hashem, not be Besimcha, that means that that's not what they want in life. That's not what they want in life. What they want in life is something else. And that's, they're only going to supposedly achieve Simcha when they get that other thing. So when a person's at that level of feeling b'shleimus, that's Simcha. So, memela, two things. So a person, lamaisa, learns a good seder. So, there's a gevaldik. So they put their koyches for sure a whole good zman, person finish a whole good zman. So they really gavaldig up a simcha. I should have a shlemus in that. I feel good. I did what I was supposed to do. A person is supposed to be feel good about it, their accomplishments. Supposed to be feel besimcha. Feel a certain b'shlemus. Shlemus doesn't mean that you don't have to do more. A person feels b'shlemus and knows that they can do more. There's always a build on that. And now I did this, and I can accomplish more, and I want to. But a she'ifa is not a steer to that. But the simcha of nafshe b'shlemus is a gavaldika simcha. I don't think we shouldn't take it for granted the opportunity that we have to do that all day. In the emesis of yesterday, we were at this thing for working people, b'nei Torah, people looking to do the right thing, and it kept on being this question of, I don't really feel fulfilled because, you know, if I'm in yeshiva, so I was, you know, you're learning and davening, so that's your avodah Hashem, and then the rest of your day, you're working, and, you know, that's like your time out, and then you come back. So my whole ikra day is like, when I'm tired in the morning, and I come in for 20 minutes before davening, if I can, amazing, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to chop a little bit, and then I daven, I chop mincha somewhere, and then I come from Ma'ariv and Night Seder, and that's my whole, that's what's supposed to give me. So obviously the whole, this whole lot of the chizuk over there was about that, no, the person's that they're doing the Ratzon Hashem, doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, so then they should be besimcha about that. But it's a real question. People have that question. There's a punkt last night after I got, there's an email from Chayenu, so there's a question there. So you could read the question. The question is, my husband recently left Koilo with plans to become a Rebbe, but it didn't pan out. Now he's working, it's very small the way I printed it. Now he's working at an entry level job in a front office, and I'm finding the transition quite difficult. In our community, the image of success seems to be limited to those who learn full time, who are in Klei Kodesh, or become Gevirim. But if you just go to work and it's not working out, so then what's the point? Not only do we feel that we have failed regarding our Ruchnius and our Gashmis as well, we don't get the appreciation that we're supposed to get. As we were working, a couple were expected to get it on our own, etc., etc. He was working the whole day, leaving me. I have to do the drop-offs, the pickups, everything, and everything else. We're struggling both financially and emotionally, and I would really appreciate some much-needed chizuk. And that's a question.
That was the answer. Okay, so there's an answer, whatever the answer. The point is that it comes a point in life where a person has that question. First, we'll have that question. You know, I want to feel fulfilled. I want to feel besimcha. I want to make sure that every moment in my life I'm doing exactly the Ratzon Hashem. A person in this year that has the opportunity to mamash be doing what they shouldn't have the question. They shouldn't have the question. That a person should be so gevaldik besimcha that they have the opportunity to use all their koiches to learn Teres Hashem and to do a. And then when they reach this stage in life, then that's also avodah Hashem. But sometimes people have the question, need an answer. But the simcha should come when a person understands that they're mamish in every day in, day out, be able to put in and use all the koiches to do the Ratzon Hashem. There shouldn't be a greater shleimus of simcha than that. And a person feels like that, and then they come to their house and they feel the simcha, the whole ruach, it comes different, it takes away the lachatz, and once that's the big picture, it's everything else, you know. Can bring in the ruach of simcha, can deflate all the any other lachats that could arise. And at this time, when a person's gonna have those situations, draw on that a person was zoicha the whole to go through a good zman, a good kufa, and be kinda chalakim in Torah. That should give the person the simcha to draw on that. You know, bring that. That should be the focus. The now, if a person doesn't feel like they did so good, and they talk had a shvacha day, and then they come home, so they don't have that to draw on. So that the answer is the same answer as this guy. That the pshat is okay. You get home, but you have an avodah to do. When you're at home, you should be besimcha. Now I'm at home. This is my avodah. That I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, that my wife needs help, and my kids need to be taken care of, and I need to clean this, and I need to pack that, and I need to do what I'm doing. And everything that I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem at this moment, and this is the simcha I'm supposed to have right now. That I'm put in a situation, and I'm doing this. I'm doing the situation the way I'm supposed to. But if a person fails that nisayon, then taket's waste of time. Taket they're failing the nisayon. They're not utilizing the opportunity that they have. And every tekufa is its own avoida. So a tekufa of when a person's going to have that nisayon more, they have to think more and more about that inyan of being simcha and how can they use the mid of simcha to uplift the ruach in their house and in their surroundings. Now, besides that, so that's what he was saying, Mistama, is that the avoid of being besimcha in one's outside the basement and in their house and in their family is a gevaldik avoida. But aside from that, there's a whole other thing also, which is that simcha, it helps in the learning gufa. Why? Simcha is brought down as one of the memchas kinyani atayra. And the kinyani atayra it brings down is besimcha. Be'im or be'yira sounds besimcha. So first of all, the Rachaim says, Rav Chaim Volozhin says besimcha, two things. Number one, ya'loimid besimcha. B'sha'a echad, yilmud yoyser harbe mimash yilmud b'kama shoyiz ba'atzvus. So when a person comes with simcha and they realize, oh, this is a geshmak opportunity, then the learning gate goes better. The learning goes better. So a person is constantly b'simcha, they feel a sense of shleimus, this, I'm here, I'm doing, I'm accomplishing. A person feels a sense of accomplishment, they're going to accomplish more. They're going to feel good about themselves, they're going to be successful, they're going to feel success, they're going to be able to learn double the... More than double, he says. Kama shoyz. And number two, gam ki atoyi shashum shakosh baruch hu. And a person should think about it. Talk shiyismach b'davar gadol kedem. So first of all, it helps in the learning itself. There's that's what he says. But in the maral over there in Derech Chaim, it says unbelievable zach, which is the flip side of the other maral. Maral in Shabbos was saying the teaching. What is simcha? Simcha is when you achieve shlemus. So a person learned good, a person did a mitzvah, so you achieved a mitzvah, you should have the simcha shel mitzvah. But that's that way around. So that means you already learned, you already did the mitzvah, then the result of it should be simcha. But now we're saying that you need to have simcha to get Torah, because it's one of the kinyani Torah. So he says that a person's coming to and they walk in before they learned anything. They walk in the door and they're about to daven, they're about to learn, they're about to do a mitzvah. They're being given this opportunity of mitzvah, and the mitzvah is there to be mashlim them. The person's a depressed, a sad, you know, frustrated guy, and he walks in. He's not a kli kibul for the shlemus that the mitzvah is supposed to be giving him. So memela, if he doesn't have the simcha, so the mitzvah is not going to make him a shalim. If he's not shalim, he's not going to get the simcha from the mitzvah either. It goes both ways. A person has to come in and know that the simcha of the opportunity. He says, "Ki asimcha midah gedola, ki kasher ha'adam hu b'simcha hu b'shleimus va'ideze mekabel atar shei shleimus ha'adam. Kasher adam etzar hu b'chisaron ein mekabel atar shei shleimus ha'adam." So he can't be mekabel either. So it's a kinyani atara because a person can't wait and say, "Look, right now, you know." I'm not in that mood. If it works out, if I learn good today, then I'll be besimcha. Because then it's not going to make a person achieve that shlemus. It's just going to be viter and oil. A person has to make themselves a kli kibul. That's what he says. The kli kibul is the simcha. Is a person is hachavas halev. That it says like we had in. The Gemara, okay. Anyway, that the Archavas Halev, that a person, the Breitkeit, the person's good, he's besimchait, he understands the opportunity, that every situation in life is an opportunity to do the Ratzon Hashem, and he sees the opportunity in the mitzvah, he sees the opportunity of the shlemus that he can get by doing the Ratzon Hashem at that moment, and then doing the mitzvah brings him a shleimus, and then he gets simcha from being the shleimus. So it has to be that a person, that you need the kinyan of the the reason why a person needs simcha is the kinyan atera, is because the shleimus that Torah is supposed to give a person is only a person that's able to become a simcha, is a person that's able to become shalom. A person that's able to become shalom is a person that's a simchatic person. So simcha, Torah brings to simcha, simcha shal mitzvah, and the Rambam says that, Rambam Tzvi used to be medayik in the Rambam, that, I'm sorry, can I have your Rambam's name? That he's the medayik in the Rambam here, that the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Lulav, says, "Asimcha shiyismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah uva'avas ha-kel shetziva ba'am," whatever that means, "avoyda g'doyla hi." So on the one hand he says, "Asimcha shiyismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah avoyda g'doyla." "V'chol ha-meinea atzme misimcha zu roi li par mimenu." "Shenema ha-retachas shilavarta." As the Shom Gekha Simcha v'tuv leiva. So first off, it's avoyda g'doyla. So number one, okay, so if you don't do it, so you didn't do one of the hard things. So now all of a sudden you have to get the Teichacha now. Teichacha should come for something that's easy to do, not what's hard to do. And second of all, the diak was, it sounds like you have to be meinea yourself from the simcha. Be'etzim, a person doesn't miss it, they would get the simcha. If the only reason a person wouldn't be besimcha is that they convinced themselves and they worked on themselves to not be besimcha. No, he's a frustrated guy, nothing works out, and the person's convincing themselves not to be besimcha. A person goes and like this, exactly how he answered it, but I think he was saying along the lines that the avoid the gdoila is that there's a lot of things around. The avoid the gdoila is not to get the simcha from the mitzvah. The simcha from the mitzvah is automatic, but a lot of times there's a lot of other things going on that frustrate us and get over. And Mimela, so by the time there was traffic and the carpools and the drop offs, and then you walk in to say you're already so frustrated that you can't get the simcha from it. So Mela, you're meneats me simcha zu. But a person avoid the gdoila is not let those things get in the way. Once you come in avada, then you get the simcha memela. So the takas shelavada. So not being besimcha is takaroy for the einish, because you let these little klinikaitin get in the way of the gevaldika simcha. It's the opportunity of the mitzvah. That's why it's meinei atzmei besimcha zu. The etzim, the mitzvah itself gives simcha. You did something from the outside to be meinei the simcha. That's a taina. So I'll upon him. At the end of his mind, a person should look back and the opportunity that was given, and Baruch Hashem, we were able to steig and be kind of as the sugyas, and others, there's more to do, and continue being kind and continue building, but the opportunity should bring a gevaldika simcha to a person that it should carry over into our homes and to the rest of the areas of life. The gevaldika simcha that a person should have by that opportunity and take advantage of it, and Mitzvah Hashem will bring a gevaldika hashpa to us in the home, mishpachas, Mitzvah Hashem.